automatic taxable senior citizen with no income disability tax exemption. Maximum limit sliding scale from $35,100 to $36,000 in accordance with real property tax law section 467 and section 459(c) by order of the Casco Town Board, Elizabeth Rizzo, Town Clerk.
Thank you, Liz. Open the meeting. Any public comment on this?
Should we explain it to the recording? We'll record it.
Okay.
So this is just a public hearing to, for the low-income tax benefits for seniors and...
Yeah, I'm recording with the Casco Daily News, so it's kind of coming in.
Yeah, well, that's why I was just, I knew who you were. I just wanted to know what we were having a public hearing about. So that's what we're talking about, and I think it's, you know, we're following suit with the county. I think it's great for the residents, especially our seniors that are, you know, our most vulnerable part of the population here in the town.
And it's off the recommendation of the assessor. Any other comment? Any other comment? Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, we're going to go into our regular meeting. We have November 5th and November 20th Town Board meeting minutes to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now we're up to the adoption of local law.
Four and four A?
No, wait till this is back. If anybody's listening online real quick, we're just waiting for the town clerk to return. He didn't get back to me. I know we talked about it. If not, we'll bring it up again tomorrow. Okay, we have a resolution to approve local law 4 and 4A of 2024. Whereas the town board of the town of Catskill held a public hearing on local law 4A, 4 and 4A of 2024, increasing the amount of income for senior citizens and low income disability tax exemption with a sliding scale option on December 3rd, 2004 at 6:30 p.m. and whereas all the people who wish to be heard regarding this local law were so therefore we the count therefore we the Catskill Town Board hereby adopt local law 4 and 4A of 2024.
Motion
by Jared. Second.
Second
by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. The highway superintendent wishes to purchase a broom mower from the town of Athens in the amount of $3,500.
Boom.
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 Boom. Motion by JR.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. The highway superintendent wishes to hire a seasonal winter employee, Paul Legg. He has passed his pre-employment screening at the rate of $25 an hour.
Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Oops.
Yeah. Authorization of delinquent water and sewer charges for the town district. Whereas delinquent water and sewer charges need to be made part of tax levy 2024, and whereas there are re-levies for water and sewer districts within the town, so therefore we the Catskill Town Board hereby authorize the supervisor to sign the certification of re-levies for the following amount in each district. Leeds Jefferson Heights Water District, $134,122.05. Leeds Jefferson Heights Sewer District, $95,710.32. Post Ave Water District, $16,716.35. Post Ave Sewer District, $1,048.65. South Carroll Water District, $27,020.57.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Do we know why the difference is between Post Avenue and the water and sewer?
Because the person that owes the most on Post Ave is not connected to the sewer.
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Everybody else? Well, we pass.
Good on that?
That water is more expensive.
Water is more expensive.
Yeah.
All right, we have a couple of reserve account transfers to be made, whereas the following budget transfers need to be made to the reserve account. Move $1,000 from 1640.2 Central Garage Equipment A Fund into Central Garage Reserve Account 2966. Move $30,000 from 454021 Ambulance Replacement A Fund to Ambulance Reserve Account 93990. Move $10,000 from 9010.8 Retirement DB Fund into Retirement Severance Account 3610. So therefore, the Catskill Town Board hereby authorizes the transfer as stated above.
Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second?
Second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We received...
Why do we keep getting this letter? It's not our water loss.
So that, I replied back to the Department of Health that the town of Catskill does not own or operate any water lines or infrastructure within the town of Catskill, that it was all owned and operated by the village of Catskill, which that report was submitted October 9th. We didn't get a reply from Matt Curry, did we?
Okay. It just arrived after our monthly meeting.
Right. New York's, these are correspondence. New York State Winter Energy Informational Workshops. Letter from LaBarge Group to be added to the list of engineers for the town. Green County Soil and Water Conservation District Post-Flood Emergency Stream Intervention Training. Letter from Thomas Cole Historic Site for their Sunday saloons in 2025. Continuing business, ARPA. Jared, you want to bring up some ARPA?
Yep. after looking at some options, I think we should spend some of the money on putting a plow on the Kubota that we just purchased for the cemetery. The snowblower wouldn't work out. We, after talking to the manufacturers and stuff, at wet snow, it just wouldn't work well. The plow will mark the plow a lot of the areas where you can't get the truck to turn. So I think the I'm going to get some additional quotes. The one quote I got was $6,000, but I'll get two or three more. But I'd like to spend some money towards putting a snowplow on that. And then I'd also like to get the price and purchase the snowflakes like we have in Leeds for Palinville. The lighted Christmas decorations. I doubt we'll have them up this year, but for next year it'd be great.
No, but we can buy them. We can reach out to the state or... I don't know if it's spooky. I'm assuming Central Hudson would own those poles up there.
Yeah.
We'd have to get their permission and the state's permission.
Snowflakes or the candles or something.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like the Leeds ones. Yeah.
Maybe
actually,
we can,
it's the same ones that they have in the village now. The village saw are the Leeds.
Maybe we can have Palinville the Hamlet help us pick some out.
Yeah, I think that'd be two good uses.
Yep. We just need prices. We'll need that by the next meeting.
I'll have it Thursday.
Awesome. I know we talked about some more benches for the park there.
How many more do you want?
We have four for them.
Yeah, that's for the Pocket Park. I'm talking.
No, we have four for the Pocket Park.
Yeah, but for the memorial for the Veteran Park. Right there by the firehouse.
Oh, yep. By the Veterans Park. Yeah. Okay, that's separate. Okay.
So if we could get three more just to add for.
You want
to
order three more benches?
If you guys are okay with that.
Oh. All right.
Three more?
It's a lot of money for the shipping. So we should have clustered these.
Should we see if there's an alternative, maybe from Lowe's or something, to buy two to put out there?
How much was the shipping on those, Liz?
$400.
It's up to the board.
So they can see an alternative? That they can just get it Lowe's instead of having three more benches shipped for $400?
We did purchase benches from, we had the grant from Home Depot for the Veterans Cemetery.
Yep.
So they do have that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to check into it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
And see what's available, because if we're going to pay $400 for shipping, we get a fourth bench and go pick them up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or have them delivered.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I have something for ARPA. We did this in 2021 for our employees. We used some of the ARPA money and gave our employees full-time and part-time a bonus. Since we have some ARPA money left, I would like to ask the board that we consider doing that again. We can either do $1,000 for full-time employees, $500 for part-time, or $750 for full-time and $375 for part-time. The first option with all the part-time and full-time employees we have is $45,250. And the second option with $750 and $375 is $34,125. I think this is it's a good way for us to show our employees that we appreciate all the hard work that they do for the town. Without the ARPA money, we wouldn't have this. We wouldn't be able to give them this bonus. I don't know how the board feels.
I'm good with option two, to be honest with you.
I feel like if we, yes, I can see it. I feel like if we were going to do something like this, maybe we would budget for it. You know, for the upcoming year. I kind of feel like if we were going to spend that money, we would have opted to do the lighting or at least something else, you know, that would benefit the whole community with that money. But what do you think?
I mean, I would agree as well. I'd rather see us invest some of that money more into the community, like more lighting for the ball field. I know we won't be able to do the whole ball field, but that's just, you know, if we could do a portion of it or, you know, three quarters of it with some of the ARPA funds, I'd like to see it benefit the whole community.
Okay. I mean, if we do this, where are we at after that? What do we have with the remainder?
What was, Liz, your, that 80,000 figure, did that include doing the bonuses or no? That was before the bonus?
Kirsten.
I thought Kirsten said something wrong. Yeah.
The reason I would say for option two is just because the one COVID bonus made sense because it worked through it.
Yep.
That's why I was going with option two, which is a smaller give back.
The thing with, you know, if we want to put it to use ARPA money for the lighting in the ball field, we'd have to have a contract signed for the entire project.
We can't afford it.
And we don't have the money to pay for to cover the rest of it.
And the Champlain money hits.
And the Champlain 26. Money is. 26. Yeah, 26, 27. Yeah.
Okay.
And that contract would have to be signed by December 31st of this year.
And what's the reason why you would have to do the whole thing?
It can't be half a contract. And then I don't know where we would come up with, because it was around $200,000, I think.
After labor and everything.
Where we would come up with $120,000.
Three quotes.
Yeah.
I thought it was like $110,000.
No, that was just for the equipment.
That was just for the equipment.
That's what I thought.
Okay. That's where the confusion is.
That was just for the equipment. The installation was the big price, cranes and big electric. We are adding additional lighting to the parking lot, though. That won't be ARPA. That goes in the lighting district.
Yeah.
We have nothing else pending.
We'd still have around $52,000 is pending.
With the 34 option?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll take probably six for the plow. I'd like to buy
more benches.
The more benches, the ceiling tiles for the senior center, the snowflakes.
Yep.
Depending on how much and how many they are.
They could be expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
that could be almost the rest of it, pretty much. It
We bought eight engines or ten?
No, there's only six.
Six. But I think that was $2,500 if that went for six of them.
Yeah. And then the hookup.
The hookup is the cost.
Because we had Stone Creek to read.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that cost?
No. Not that much.
I think the hookup between all that is probably going to be pretty close. Mm-hmm. Unless we could get a quote in the next week or so before.
We have to. Yeah. We took the Stone Creek.
And then go from there and see what we're going
to do. Obviously, I'd be more inclined to do the lesser amount, but.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I was. I think the lesser amount is more appropriate.
So, do we want to do the $34,125? Go for it.
Can we table it until we get those quotes back then? I'm not opposed to that happening, but I just, like to see how much that's going to cost for that.
The lights?
Yeah, and the hookup.
It's not going to cost $30,000.
A good donation. So it'll be what, $750?
$750 for full time.
Mm-hmm.
$375 for part time.
Mm-hmm.
And then these individuals only worked a couple shifts throughout the year.
Gotcha.
So they'll get $125.
I would say the second option.
Hmm?
The second one.
And I had Kirsten check with Association of Towns about Liz and Sean, since they're full-time elected officials, they're not eligible for this.
Gotcha. What does $502.50 work out to be? If I gotta do another sell, right?
Yeah. Maybe we can do that. $502.
What's that?
$502.50.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
I think that's fair.
I think it's something.
Yep.
Do 500 for full time.
$250. 35 years with nothing.
Yep. And then 75. All right. Liz, so I think we're going to make a motion to approve ARPA expenditures. I don't have the total.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be $500 for full time employees,
mm-hmm.
$250 for part time employees, and then $75 for 6 part time employees.
Six part-time employees?
Yep.
So it'll be half of your big number?
Yes. Yep. Motion to approve that?
Motion.
Motion second. By Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you. I think that'll be received well by the employees. So in the next 2 weeks, we have to come up with some creative ways that benefit the residents in the town to spend the last of this ARPA money, because our last meeting for this year is the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have price quotes and or contracts by the 18th for us to prove at that meeting. And see if Kirsten can get us a balance by either Thursday or Friday. I know she's busy right now. Liz, did we post for a helper for the dog control officer? Okay. As long as we have it by maybe the...
That was for $2,500?
Yeah. I think if we have it by the 20th, this way we all have time to look over and interview the person before our reorganization meeting in January.
I'm assuming that was delivered?
Yes.
Got delivered the cemetery.
Yes, we at the cemetery was delivered today.
I do want to say Mark does take pride in that shop.
He does.
Yeah. We were up there and we used the Kubota for the crater lights. Yep. And let me tell you something, you can eat off the floor.
Yeah, there's nothing out of place
up
there.
Equipment was well taken care of, so.
Yeah, I think that's money well spent.
I think that was money well spent, absolutely. So they definitely take pride in the old stuff that they have, but they try to keep it looking good.
I don't know if he unrolled the tires on that thing, but they sure, I mean, I know it's brand new.
Either him or, either he did or he did.
But even some of the old, the gators, the lawnmowers, I mean, for the age of them, they look very well maintained, so much appreciated.
That's one of my goals in 2025 is to get a, talk to some of these experts with these zero turns to find out the optimal replacement times so we can get a better return on investment than keeping them until they're garbage.
Speaking of that, what are we doing with the old gators? We have to declare.
I'll take one.
We have to surplus.
Well, we have to declare a surplus.
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up tonight too. Did we get through our agenda until we get to the new?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them look pretty worn. I mean, but I think eventually they're going to need another one to replace the two that they have. You could tell that they use them.
Well, didn't they get the St. Patrick's one? Wasn't that?
No, the village is actually still using two of our old ones.
Gotcha. Because I know the one that we replaced,
Mark had to start it. Yeah, the one Mark replaced, he had to actually start it in gear, which is dangerous. Didn't have anything left to the seat. But eventually we'll have to replace the other one. But they use them and they keep very good care of them. The other thing, the Gravely mower will be has to get picked up the new zero turn. And I was thinking, I brought this up to Patrick and I said, bring it up in the meeting. We still haven't surplus our ambulance. I almost want to reach out to the hurricane communities in northern, in that area in North Carolina that lost everything and see if they would accept it as a donation. If they don't have, they, a lot of organizations down there lost all their rigs. And for what we're going to get for that, I almost think it'd be better to pass it on to someone that needs it. So if the board was okay with it, I would start reaching out to some of the communities down there to see if someone really needs an ambulance.
Hey, we've had that for sale.
But we couldn't accept the last.
Right.
The last time the bid went off, the people never confirmed their bid, so we never sold it. And then we never relisted it at all.
You know, if we're going to surplus some of those gators, I would see what about possibly reaching out to the volunteers like Palmville Cemetery up there, and if they're using their own equipment to clean the stones and stuff like that, why not you know, see if they're interested in using one up there since they're using their own money and time.
Yep. Do they have a garage or anything? Do they have a garage or anything up there they're using?
I don't think there's a building up there.
No. There used to be a little shed, but
that's private cemetery.
Public comment? Mr. Rizzo?
You guys are fast.
We're actually
efficient.
what area is the water district?
The water district encompasses everything from Scotch Rock Road to the village limits.
Is that the one that goes to, out to Carroll, out to the...
Yeah, on 23 Bay.
And the village didn't submit a lead report?
Oh, we did.
No, it says here.
Yeah.
Failure to submit.
Yeah, that's for the town.
The town failed to do it? Or
right. We got the letter from DOH for the town saying the town failed to submit it, but the town doesn't own the water lines. The village, I submitted the report to DOH. It's been submitted.
I think what Liz said is this reminder letter came after it was
already. It did. Yeah, submitted. Yeah.
They passed each other in the mail, the letter and.
Yeah, that's fine. I was curious. The delinquent water and sewer charges. Are they going to the county to be put on the tax roll?
Yep, or is it already sent over.
And why? That's a lot of money in delinquent charges. Is there a specific reason for that? Have anybody reached reached out to the residents and find out what?
That's something you would have to ask the village. We're just a pass-through on that.
But that's...
I think that's why they increased the...
That's within the town's district.
Right, it's the town's district, but we don't oversee the water department or their rates.
I think that's why the village just adjusted their late fees to kind of encourage people to pay on time.
Right? Yeah.
Then who does the money go to?
The village of Casco.
The money goes to the village?
Yep. Yeah, we don't get a penny from that.
But it's on the town tax bills.
No. That's the water bill.
I'm sorry, the
property tax.
Property tax.
Yes.
Okay. Is that higher than last year?
No.
I don't think so.
No. How much money do you have left in First America funds?
The ARPA, at the beginning of tonight, it was roughly $85,000.
And you have to, what's your deadline?
It has to be spent or a contract signed by December 31st.
Or you lose it. There's no appeal, there's no extension?
No. Nope.
Can you encumber?
No.
Can you, what I mean by encumber, can you have a contract?
If you have a contract signed.
You encumber for the beginning of next year, it's not going to be. That can be completed this year.
Yeah, that's what we did with the pickleball.
But you have a contract that says that you're going to spend that money.
Yeah, that's what we did with the pickleball court.
Yep.
Is that just, that has to be done by December 18th?
December 31st. For us, it would be the 18th because that's our last town board meeting for the year.
Are there any projects, senior citizen projects or are any other projects that you're looking at? That would qualify for that money? Equipment? Can you use that money for equipment?
Sure.
We did. Yep. We bought the new Kubotas up at the cemetery.
Any equipment, like emergency equipment for the ambulance services?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a contract for that?
Yes.
But you don't have any idea now what you're going to use it for.
The remainder of the money, no.
Pardon?
Not yet, no.
But you can use it for emergency services.
Yes. Yeah, I think we bought an ambulance with it. Can we use other to buy an ambulance?
No, I'm talking about like EKGs or some sort of equipment that can be used in the ambulance, not necessarily.
We'll have to look into that. I'm not sure if that's eligible or not.
Can you use any money for the volunteer fire companies?
No, they don't belong to the town.
Pardon?
They don't belong to the town.
What other items do you have? I mean, the town can use highway equipment?
Highways received some funding from the ARPA. Ambulances received funding from the ARPA. Every building we have, we've used ARPA money to upgrade. The cemetery just got a bunch of equipment. The elevator's being redone here at Town Hall. Mm-hmm. That's another one that we're encumbering. It's under contract. The camera systems at the senior center, the camera systems here, the ones highway. At the highway, the ambulance.
Sound system for the board?
Sound system?
Oh,
no,
that's the other thing we're going to look into.
Sometimes we can't hear.
Actually, there was one other thing we were going to look into. We were looking into the printer for our own IDs.
Yep.
Sometimes we can't hear you. You talk so softly.
We can move you closer.
Huh?
We can move you closer.
I don't want
to move closer. Did you buy a stand for the, like the planning board for the people?
An easel?
An easel.
There should be one in there.
That's new, right?
Christ has an easel.
Good.
Can you set up a communication system for Zoom meetings, for board meetings? Can you use that money for that?
No.
I mean, no.
You can't.
Is it illegal? That's not an authorized
expenditure. No. We bought, we upgraded 7 computers with ARPA.
Do we need a new copier?
Those are just done.
Okay, we just got the ones.
Any upgrades to the senior center?
We're doing the new ceiling tiles.
Pardon me?
We're replacing the ceiling tiles.
That's the last thing up there that needs to be done.
What about paving the parking lot?
Whoa. I don't think we have enough left for that.
Up there?
Yeah. That's more than we have to spend.
Pardon?
It's probably more than we have to spend.
Well,
we just sealed that with ARPA money. We sealed that with ARPA money 2 years ago. Yep. And restriped it.
Is the camera systems on the outside of the
yep.
center?
Outside and inside.
Is the plant even open still? No.
No, they're closed.
I hate to see you lose it.
We're not going to lose it. Don't worry about that.
We could redo the break room at the highway garage.
Just need quotes, contract signing, or something.
Any joint projects with the dealers?
Can't use ARPA for that.
Can't use it for that?
No.
Can you do that?
AEDs?
For the buildings?
Yeah, have George get a price.
What's that?
Have George get a price? It's not a bad idea. Last I knew, they're like 2005.
Yeah. AEDs for the buildings, we'll have to get a quote for it. I think that'd be a good idea.
Have to see, we'll have to check with Kirsten, make sure that we can
use
that.
Yeah, let's get the final balance and then go for it.
Okay, well, anyway. Have a Merry Christmas.
You
that's the reason I'm here. Right?
You're not going to be here
next
week?
You're not going to come the 18th?
Next year I'm going to be here.
No, the 18th. The 18th.
18th.
Well, I don't want to hear. I don't want to be here the 18th.
Why?
You don't do anything.
But if you're not here, nobody's here.
That means we can set the record.
Well, yeah, same. Yeah,
that means we can set the record on the 18th.
No.
We'll save you a seat.
I won't be here on the 18th.
I'll save you a seat.
Pardon me?
I'll save you the seat.
Save me a seat? I had plenty of seats there.
Oh, December, another update, December 10th, tentatively weather committee, the new scoreboard should be up.
I had 12 years sitting over there. I don't need to sit back here. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Yes. Do you have any questions?
Yes.
Fire away.
I do. So going back to those buildings, I think I just missed some of your numbers. What were the final tallies for?
500 for full-time employees, 250 for part-time employees, and then there's 6 employees that only worked a couple shifts throughout the year. They're going to get $75.
There were 6 employees in this?
Yep.
There were 6. And how many full employees is that between full, part-time, and... I mean, I guess that expands pretty broadly.
I gotta find that sheet again. Hang on a second.
We're probably gonna have part 10 of the reporters we have. Do you list?
How many is this?
No, do you know off the top of your head how many town employees there?
You know about. Oh, total time at Casco, including part times.
Yeah.
I would say 95. We have like 80.
And is that something you guys do, you know, year after year use? No?
No, this is just because we have ARPA money to use.
What exactly is ARPA money? What is that acronym? I'm not familiar with it.
The American Recovery...
American Rescue Plan.
American Rescue.
Oh.
American Rescue
Protection Act.
How much money did you say you had to cut over for that?
Roughly $85,000.
$85,000?
Yep.
So after you go through, you know, giving out all the bonuses for respective employees, how much does that leave you with?
About 50.
Rescue plan.
Rescue plan.
It's American Rescue Plan.
You do this,
how do you say?
Oh, we should have all rise.
If you look up on the internet, you'll see it was like a $1.9 trillion package dispersed all over.
And then another thing, I'm looking on a budget summary. I don't know if anyone wants to get into the weeds about the adopted budget, if you guys have time for that.
You want to do it now or off?
Well, that could be up to you guys. If anyone has the time now that they want to sit down and share their thoughts, that'd be awesome.
Or
if not,
shoot me emails.
Emails also work.
Or a phone call. We could do a team meetings or something, WebEx.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would be the best way to get in contact with all of you?
But we all can't meet at the same time because it becomes a public meeting. So email is best for me.
Are those emails?
They're on the website.
They're all
on the
website.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's all my questions.
You sure?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Anybody else? Motion to go into executive session with the town attorney. No decisions will be made and we will not be coming out.
Motion
by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Is this to discuss the
motion?
Yes.
I try not to.
Let's announce it.
Yeah.